Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Wow, I scared myself. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by my main man, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Mr. B.
What's up?
How are you today?
Doing all right. Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. P and Mr. B. Just doing it. So, Benny, before we get started with my buddy Linda Joy, I'm assuming that you've got a whole ton of country songs to play today.
Not a one, Pat. Sorry.
So you weren't up on the Country Music Awards last night?
I was, no, I fortunately missed it. I'm sorry to all of our listeners. I actually had other plans that filled the scene. I actually went down to the Key Arena and saw the Cirque du Soleil, the Immortal World Tour of Michael Jackson, which was unbelievable.
That had to be just off the chart.
Anything from Cirque du Soleil is unbelievable. Real. So cool. I went to go see it, and then it was actually they only were having the one show, and they ended up having two shows now. So the other one is tonight. If you guys get a chance, go see it tonight down at the Key Arena.
I love it. I love that. And, you know, then they're traveling, of course.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be in Spokane, I believe, on the 12th. And, of course, you can hit up everything online.
Well, it's very, very cool. Hey, Everybody, we got a great show for you today. I did a faux pas. Is that how you say that?
Sure, however you want to call it.
Okay. I just have to give a shout out. I did something yesterday that I haven't done in how many years I've been on the show since 2004, January of 2004. I did something I have never done before. Do you want to know what that is? So a big apology to everybody out there, including my guest. I completely, for whatever reason, missed an interview. We had Ann Taylor, that was to be joining us at 11:30 yesterday. And guess what? I completely forgot. And Linda's in the process. Linda was trying to, like, ping us. So she was trying to text us. She was trying to, you know.
She could have called me.
I said she should have called you.
Linda, pick up a phone. It's the old school way.
But that is, Linda is always about picking up the phone. I know why she didn't do that. Because when I was doing this interview, I was so engaged.
You were engaged and engrossed?
I didn't even have my computer that I was, like, even looking at.
Linda.
And honestly, Linda, if you're trying to ping me today, it's not going to happen. Guess why? Because I don't know. I cannot get the internet to work over here yet. So we're having a few little issues.
Must be the full moon
this morning. I think we are coming up on the full moon.
Today.
Is it today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm like, that's probably what it is.
I know. But I restarted my computer and I have the internet
now. The reboot.
We have the reboot. So I am going to later on mention a special event that Ann Taylor is part of. As a matter of fact, I think Linda did email Benny the information that he'll have to give to me. But, you know, this is really kind of interesting. It's been a very, very fun day so far. And I get to talk to my friend Linda Joy. You know, beyond being a friend and a colleague, she and I have kind of taken this journey together over these past couple of years. And I think it's really interesting how we step into who we are and sometimes don't even know who we are. I mean, this is kind of what I discover with my coaches. People see us sometimes better than we see ourselves. But once we sort of have an idea of what our purpose is about, of what we're here to do, of the realization that our life and our life purpose is in our hands, it's as almost as if you walk into a really dark, 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 dark room, and there is somebody in the corner that has a lighter. It's just like a little flicker that you see, but in a very, very, very dark room, right? You only need a little light to have a moment. And today, Linda Joy joins us, is joining me here today to talk about your life purpose and having your life purpose is in your hands. She is an inspirational publisher, speaker, conscious business catalyst. She has been somebody that has been inspiring women for years. Publisher and founder of the premier inspirational magazine for women, Aspire. And by the way, you're going to hear about what her mission is around that and how you all will be able to get a free subscription. But her point is that she didn't stop there. She learned how to take some risks, and hopefully today we'll talk about what some of those risks were and why those risks were risks in her business. Now, looking back, not so much. You know, she's also someone that said, you know what? We're going to get some message out there. We're going to get the print. We're going to get the digital inspirational anthologies for women by women out there. A juicy, joyful life, inspiration from women who have found the sweetness in everyday, best-selling book. The collective vision behind the book she'll share with you today. But this is where people like me get inspired. I get inspired by all of you. I get inspired by people like Linda. Linda, I want to welcome you to the show. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's always fun to come visit you, and I love you and Benny's energy, so it's great to be back.
And, you know, life does throw us a curveball.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I seem to be talking about curveballs a little bit, right? You know, probably because, you know, either Boston or the Yankees didn't get in the series. But the point is, even today with today's show, but you know what you and I have learned to do pretty well?
Go with the flow, baby.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Something interesting happened to me, and I want to ask you about this.
Because,
and then we're going to jump right into your life purpose. I help a lot of people put their book proposals together and get book deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently helped somebody do that. And, you know, I built pretty much the marketing plan of the book. And he, by the way, got a great book deal and so forth. So I said to him, I said, well, why don't you see if your agent, because I'm finishing my book proposal back when I go back east in December, I said, why don't you talk to your agent and just see if they'd be interested in taking a look at what I have. So here's one of these things that could get you off your game, right, Linda? And I want to talk about this. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said, a lot of times we're in this darkness. That doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that things aren't clear. You know, we don't have a light that is shining on the direction. But the minute, if you've ever been in a totally dark room and some kind of light goes on, right, you are immediately drawn to the light. And it shines in a way that, I mean, you're drawn to it. You want to move towards it. You break through it. It doesn't matter that the rest of the room is dark. So anyway, here's what happened with this. So apparently my friend talked to his agent, and the feedback that I got, the email that I got back, if I'd have gotten this email 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even 4 years ago, I would have probably just been, oh, I would have cried. So the feedback came back that said, you know what? It's very difficult to get a book published in the self-help market right now, and especially for someone that's not nationally known. Now, given that I wrote the marketing plan based on our exposure, that what happens is we all get messages like this every day.
That's right.
And we can do one thing or the other. It's really clear to me that whatever this was about, the agent didn't really look at the reach of the show or anything like that, or didn't put together that this person and I were connected. But you know how quickly you could get off your game from something like that and think that it's not yours to do, just like radio was. So I want to ask you, Linda, how many times has that kind of thing showed up for you?
Oh.
And what impact has it had?
Well, you know, Pat, it's funny that you said it, because for 20 years, I mean, obstacles like that have always landed in front of me. But like you, I learned to say, listen, his answer, put it this way, his response was in the dark. But you're choosing to stay focused on that little candlelight, which is your dream. And that's going to keep you moving forward because there's always another answer. That's one person. That's one opinion. Does that make sense? But if you're committed to your dream, and this is how it's been for me, I'm doing this for me and for the greater purpose.
Exactly.
So if I stay focused on that,
exactly,
then there truly is no obstacles in front of me. And I've been on many of your shows, so you know the things I've overcome. So when I face something or what is could be perceived as an obstacle, I no longer even use the word obstacle. I say, oh, this is the universe showing me I have to go around a different way.
Exactly.
So I actually turned the word obstacle into the word gift so that energetically, he just taught you something else. So all it means is you're just going to go around him. Does that make sense? You're going to stay focused on the light in the dark because your dream is bigger than his opinion.
And I love that this came up today when we're talking about a topic, your life purpose is in your hands. Because how often do all of us, our listeners, everybody, get feedback that could take us off our game? You know, we'll talk about this when we come back. What happens when things like that show up? What happens when you get feedback that would suggest that you're not enough? Every one of us gets it. What do we do with it? How do we move beyond it to say, you know what? My life purpose is in my hands. I am my destiny. Great show today. Linda Joy joining us here today. We've got lots to talk about. When we come back, we'll take a look at how Linda Joy has taken her life purpose and not only has recognized it's in her hands, but is now helping other women, countless women, hundreds, thousands of them, do the same. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Purna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Juicy, joyful Linda Joy is joining us here today on the show. Your life purpose is in your hands. I want to let everybody know that if you've got any questions, you want to give us a question on the show, you want to get some help from Linda to move ahead in your life, find out more about what this is, what this means to take your life purpose in your hands, you can give us a shout at our toll-free number. And we'll get your question on air, or you can send your question through our instant feedback mechanism, which is at drpatlive.com, right on the right-hand side, or transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side. Ask your question. We'll get them on the air. Your life purpose is in your hands. Linda Joy, my very special guest today. Linda, before we go ahead and talk about why this is an important topic for you, and, you know, the example I used was it was one of many, and I want to talk about that when we come back. Now, one of the things you're doing is you are free, offering people a year subscription to the magazine. Before we get into this topic, tell us about that, and tell us why you're doing that. How is that part of your life purpose?
Well, as many of you listeners already know, 20 years ago, I was a welfare mom. I remember when the only resource or tool I had available to me was the written word. I mean, I couldn't afford book clubs or workshops and of course, the Internet and online classes weren't there back then. And I just knew that the inspirational word, the messages from other people have the power to transform life. So with Aspire, I founded Aspire to inspire women to live deeper, more authentic lives. When I went digital 2 years ago, because Aspire is about to start its seventh year, but only 2 years as a digital publication, which means we're global, I just said, you know what, I'm going to make a business commitment that we're going to give away 100,000 subscriptions to Aspire to women around the world, and it's been an amazing journey because people embrace the truth and the authenticity in every issue of Aspire. And then, as you know, that unfolded into me launching a book publishing company last year. We publish women's books written by women and for women. In fact, the next one we're about to announce next week is called Choosing Happiness, Even When Life Throws You a Curveball or Two. So I laughed earlier when you were mentioning curveballs. And then this third part, which we were going to discuss today, which I'm excited about, is there are so many amazing visionaries, healers, teachers that are out in the world, and I wanted to be able to highlight them. So I have this division, I guess you can say, called Inspiring Productions, and at least once a month, I bring someone to the forefront of our audience. And on November 16th, it is Beth Davis, a life purpose expert. And we're hosting a free call on November 16th called The Art and Science of Passion Alchemy, Turning Your Soul's Deepest Longing into Authentic Abundance. And this is the amazing part that I discovered with Beth. Your life purpose is actually in your hands. She's a scientific hand analysis. It's not palm reading. She doesn't tell you how many kids you're going to have. It's a scientific method that's been proven over and over again, and I was blown away by my reading that made me reach out and say, I got to get this woman in front of our audience, and we're excited. So I'm still in the inspiration business with giving away Aspire to, God, you know how many people we signed up every month?
Yeah.
But now I'm doing the teleseminars. It's now we went multimedia to get the same message so that every woman has access to the tools, resources, so they can live their best life. And like you were saying earlier, live their life purpose. But so many of us are caught in that dark room that we were discussing earlier in the call, and they're looking for a light. They don't even know where to turn. So I like to envision Aspire as a light out in the world. And that's what I believe that's why we've been embraced as strongly as we have. We just want to be the light. Like, it's a woman's magazine, but you will never see, do 20 leg lifts to reduce cellulite. We speak to the soul of a woman. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And you know, all my projects do. So everyone that's on the call or anyone can receive a free subscription to Aspire just by going to subscribetoaspire.com. And with it, we have team inspiration partners like you who all give a free downloadable gift with every subscription. So we actually start you right off with tools for your transformational tool test. So I'm excited because next week is my call with Beth Davis, and they can get that information at yourpurpose.com/aspire call. And I'm going to tell you, her energy will blow you away because I know I was blown away, and that's why I brought her on. But I think a lot of what you were saying earlier, Pat, about life purposes, sometimes we let people or the outside world, I don't mean individual people, squash our dreams, like you were just saying. When you get news, you have a choice. You can let it destroy you,
yeah,
hold you back,
yeah,
take the wind out of your sails. And I did that for many years, as we all have. And finally, one day I said, you know what? They don't know who I am. They don't know the dreams in my heart. All this perceived obstacle, what it all really truly is just a universal message to say, try another way. But I never give up, even when I get knocked down. If I believe in something so deeply, I stay focused on where I want to go and not any perceived obstacle that's put in front of me. And it works beautifully for me.
Well, I think part of this is, you know, having been given so many, at least for me, Linda, you and I know this, right? I've had more no's show up in my life than yeses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all along the way. And I really credit my stepmom for her ability to teach perseverance to me. I didn't know that I would need those lessons, but you know, I don't think there are any mistakes that we have the moms that we have or the dads that we have, you know, because for me, there were so many no's in my life, right?
Yeah.
You know, no, you can't have that promotion because you don't have, you know, any education. No, you can't get that. No, you can't do this. When I applied for doctoral programs, let's just be really clear who I am, Linda, right? You and me. I'm not somebody that grew up in some family where everybody in the family went to college, right? I'm like the first one in my family to graduate high school, to actually go through 4 years of high school, right? My stepmom got a GED. None of us even understood the process of college, right? Thank goodness I was around people that helped me get my undergraduate degree. It took me 13 years to get my undergraduate degree, Linda.
Yeah, but look at you, girl. Ah! You did it. And you know what I like to tell people?
13 years to get it. Benny's laughing at me. Benny, 13 years.
I was just smiling. I wasn't laughing at you.
But, I mean, who stays in the game that long?
Well, some people.
I know. And, by the way, I had to take economics twice. But, you know, I was encouraged to go on and then, you know, downsizing, of course, right, Linda? But here is the universe orchestrating everything divinely for us. I sent out close to 40 applications to doctoral programs, and I didn't have a clue about what I was doing. I didn't get not one yes. I got one, we'll put you on the waiting list, which actually happened to be my first choice. And hence, there I went. So I love this email I got. How many times, Linda, has someone said to you, you don't have what it takes to do this. You'll never be a best-selling author, let alone have a phenomenal international magazine, right?
I know exactly what you mean. It just, you people think they'll try to put blocks in front of you, but it's up to us to move through them. And look at now everyone that said, oh, you don't know magazine publishing. I was a high school dropout. I don't have that knowledge, but I learned as I went. I didn't know digital media platforms and said, I'm walking away from print to go digital. And you remember that journey.
I do. That's why I love talking to you, because yeah. I remember back and forth, we were saying, oh my God, do we go away from print? Do we do this? I mean, isn't part
of
this.
Here's what I want to share with you, listeners. Okay. on that Labor Day in 2009, which is when I knew that I had to honor the calling, which the Aspire needed to go the next level. But that also meant leaving 4.5 years of print advertisers behind because my digital platform would be so different. And you know what I struggled with. And finally, I knew that was the answer in my heart. And the funny thing that everyone thought I was crazy is, Linda, you don't even know what digital means. And I said, I know, but this is the calling of my heart. Pat, they made the decision Labor Day weekend 2009, November 29th. We launched the Mission to Inspire that we just discussed. And I launched the first digital issue. Within 90 days, we had 10,000 subscribers from women around the world. And it's only accelerated since then. It was the universe saying, you didn't let any perceived obstacles tell you you couldn't do something. You stayed tuned into your heart, tuned into what I knew I was meant to do, and I figured it out as I went. And I'll tell you, that experience transformed my relationship, not only with the divine, but in how I talk to myself and treat myself in the messages I receive through my intuition. Now things accelerate faster for me, and I believe it's all because I learn now that I can trust what I receive as my intuitive guidance, because I could not have done what I did alone. It was like universe lined everything up because I just stayed on cue with what I was wanted to create. And you've witnessed the transformation.
Well, I will tell you this. This is so juicy. I love this. We're going to keep talking about this. This is so juicy because a lot of times I get asked questions, wow, Dr. Pat, you're so upbeat, blah, blah, blah. Don't you ever get scared? And I had a very young girl ask me this question not too long ago. And she just looked at me. We were getting ready to do something. She said, you're not afraid? You're not afraid? And, you know, I just looked at her in the moment of what we were getting ready to do and said, you know what? I am a little afraid. And I got to tell you, Linda, you and me, we know what it's like to be a little afraid, and we take the leap anyway. Let's take a short break. We'll talk about what it means to take the leap. Are you guys ready to take the leap with us? We're going to talk about some really cool things Linda's got planned. We're going to tell you how you can get your copy of Aspire magazine. Lots of really juiciness going on here. So join us on the journey. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Linda Joy is in the house. We're going to give you some information. We're going to talk about this thing about taking things personally. You know, how does it affect our journey? But before we do, Linda, this is so cool. Please tell everybody about how they can find out more about these teleseminars you're doing, about the books that you have, and about Aspire Magazine.
Well, there's so many exciting things I'm passionate about, but everything comes down to one thing. It's all women's inspiration. So, you know, a lot of people say, I have so much going on. And I said, no, not really. I said, the reason I seem to balance it to the outside world that I seem to have everything balanced is because I'm dedicated to one soul's purpose, and that's to inspire women to live deeper, more authentic lives and bring them the resources to do so. So if you look at my brand, so we have Aspire Magazine, which, as I said, they can get a free subscription at subscribetoaspire.com. But I also have Inspired Living Secrets, which is the teleseminar series. In fact, we're prepping for season two, and that's 24 speakers over 12 weeks. But then I have Inspired Living Publishing, and as I excitedly said, the site's being updated next week to announce our third book in the call for authors. And that book's called Choosing Happiness. Now, within hours of the release of the first two books, A Juicy Joyful Life and Embracing Your Authentic Self, within hours on the same day, we hit bestseller in two categories, number one bestseller in two categories on the first book. And then just last month, we hit international bestseller in multiple categories on the second one. So the reason I'm passionate about that is I believe all women have a voice. And like you and I were discussing off the air, who you are doesn't depend on degrees and going to school, the right schools. Every woman has a wisdom to share. Her life experience gives her stories, wisdom, and insights that only can come through life experience. And those are the kind of stories in books and projects that I publish. I call it authentic storytelling. So in the books I publish that are all written by women and for women, really I ask women to step up. And I, when they're part of the book, I say, you know, pull off the false masks. For you to, your story to touch, inspire, transform someone, it needs to be you. It needs to be your truth, your journey, because I believe that words have energy. So when we put our truth, our authenticity, our intention in a story using authentic storytelling, that's why our books are so embraced. Truth can be felt. So these aren't fluff stories. These are women that really had to go deep, you know, and some of them had such breakthroughs in writing this story. So I'm honored for every woman that signs with Inspired Living Publishing to be part of the book, because we have multiple packages where they can come on board. I always look at that it's a sacred role for me. They're entrusting their story to me. And what I mean by that is there's an anthropologist, and I think his last name is Ridington, who said that stories are actually the spirit of the soul. Now, every life experience that we have are caught up in our spirit net. So when we share our truth, because think of it, Pat, the indigenous tribes, how do they pass things down? Through storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the essence of who we are goes on. And when I read his words, I think it was last year I came across an article where he used that term. I said, oh, my God, that's what I've been doing in the world. That's the vision. He just happens to be more eloquent with words. But it was like his words spoke to my soul that that's the kind of publishing I'm doing. I want the essence of the woman, the essence of the writer, so that when another woman picks up that book or reads one of those stories, mm-hmm. that she feels deepest, to the deepest part of her soul, that, oh, my God, anything is possible. And do you know, I mean, that's so empowering.
It is empowering. I mean, it's so fun that you and I are having this conversation today. I've actually had a couple of conversations prior to being on air today, trying to, you know, work with some folks and help them see that we do live in a world of unlimited possibilities. But what I think a lot of the self-help books don't say, or at least don't say in a way that the average person like me will get, is that we live in a world of unlimited possibilities. And yes, you may get thrown a curveball. You know, people may reject your application to a school program. Radio stations may say no to pick up your show. Agents may not want to work with you. Right?
Yeah, but this is what how you shift it, Pat.
Exactly.
You say, this agent didn't want me because the universe knows there's a better one waiting for me.
Absolutely. And that has always, Linda, been the story of my journey. You know, even at the end of a 14-year relationship, you sit there and you think, oh, my gosh, why did this happen to me? How did this happen? And then you realize, wow, I could have never healed my body without that ending. You know, so how do we, Linda, get that aha moment at the moment that we're getting the darkness? How do we get to see that the light is also right in front of us? Because that's what you and I are talking about. You know, I mean, and it does take a little bit of gumption, right? I remember the first time I jumped out of an airplane with a parachute on. And I remember sort of the trickster that the parachute guy that was attached to my back, mm-hmm. what he did. So here's what he did. Wouldn't it be great if life was about this, right? We're up in this little plane that is just barely a plane. Okay. I'm serious about this. I wasn't afraid before I got in the plane. By the time we got up to about 15,000 feet, I thought I was going to like wet my pants, honestly. Because I'm in the plane, the whole thing is shaking, cloud cover comes in, which you're not supposed to jump from, right? All of a sudden, the guy that's going to attach himself to me and the video guy are sleeping. There are no seats in the plane. You're like sitting in this, right? Then all of a sudden, the pilot says, oh, my God, we got to jump now because the clouds are coming in. Do you want to jump or do you want to go back down? She says, you know, we're not supposed to jump through the clouds. And I'm like, we are not going back down. I am not doing this again. All of a sudden, the guy wakes up that I'm jumping with. And, he's attaching himself to me. I don't even know this guy, right, Linda? And he said, here's what we're going to do. We got to get out of this plane quickly. I'm going to go ready, set, go, and then we're going to jump. Hold on to the sides of the door that is now open in the air. This was an amazing experience. So you're waiting. I think this is how the universe works. I can't wait for you to chime in. So the guy is supposed to say, ready, set, go, right?
Uh-huh.
Never. What do you think he does?
He just says ready and then pushes you.
And I asked him why they do that. He said, you know why? Because what happens is people grip on to the sides of the door. And he said, yeah. So think about that for a minute. I love the idea of being able to be ready and then be ready and not have to be in a ready, set, go mode, and regardless of what the obstacles are. Now, honestly, we did jump through the clouds. I thought that was a special experience. I don't recommend it for anybody. That's a little bit different. But aren't we always jumping through the clouds, Linda?
Of course we are. That's what life is. I mean, part of trusting is not being able to see the full way. And you want to know, a friend used an analogy, which I really thought was wonderful. She said, you know, we go through life, like you said, grasping the sides and not wanting to let go. But every day we get in our car and we trust at night on rainy, foggy nights that our headlights illuminate in the way. So let's get this right. We can trust a 3,000 pound of steel that the headlights are working to light our way to get somewhere safely, but we can't trust the divine in the universe to get us where we belong and want to be. So I look at it that we're not meant to know every step of our path ahead of time.
Mm.
But if you believe that everything is happening and that the universe is loving, then you don't look at anything, including like the agent response or whatever it may be, as a negative. You look at it as the divine has something better. And when you look at life that way instead of from the opposite way that life is conspiring against you, which we've all heard that quote, I'll tell you it's an amazing way to go. Because I'll tell you, I lived on the other side. You know what I mean?
I have too. I have
and
too.
I'll never go back there. This is such a more peaceful, giving, gifted way of living, to feel that inner peace and say, okay. Now, does it mean I never get my core shaken? Of course I do. But I notice one thing. I come out of it so much quicker.
And where I think that's the key. Because,
yes, because we're all human.
No kidding. You know what I'm saying? I think that you don't really get, we are all human. You know, we happen to be doing something in the world that's a little bit more visible than a lot of folks, right? But
yes,
I have to tell you, I'm no different than any of the listener out there. Any of the people listening to this show, we are really pretty much the same. I get just as afraid. I get doubt. I hear my ego talk, right?
Yes.
I think the difference is you and I, Linda, have been on the dark side a long time.
Yeah, I know what it feels like not to believe in myself, to have to look, to live in fear, basically, and let fear and doubt rule my life. I did that for almost 30 years. And
I know.
For your listeners, I'm 49. I started my journey 20 years ago, and it's only been the last five, like people say, oh, you did a great job giving birth to Aspire. And I love to say, honestly, she actually gave birth to me without knowing it. She was my spiritual tool.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I feel about radio. I mean, you know, when I think of it, Linda Fire and I were actually chatting a little bit about that. You know, we both worked for people. I worked for a guy one time for a long time, and he would never call me by my name, right? He would always talk to me in front of the other bosses. You know what he would call me?
What?
This is a scene out of that television show, The Office, Benny. He would say, my clerk. Was my clerk.
Oh, my.
For 5 years, I was my clerk will do this for me.
Tripping on power.
I loved it. I mean, there's so much I think about because as I moved on in my life, I certainly learned what I would never do to people. My clerk was my name.
So now your board op is going to take you to break?
All right, we're going to let the board op take us to break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally,
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
That song, Benny. I love that, right? Because Adele is like saying to all of us here, right? We could have had it all.
Oh, my God. Is he playing that? I can't hear it, but I love that song.
I love it. But, you know,
it gets me rocking in my car. I start screaming at the top of my lungs. The people next to me must think I'm crazy.
Should play a little bit, see if Linda will scream. All right, hold on, Linda. Hang on. Hang on. The depths of your despair. There we go.
How can that song not get you going?
Here we go. You ready? My board op is playing it.
Hey.
Here we go.
This board op might turn your mic off. The scars of your love, they leave me deathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it both. I don't hear you singing, Linda.
Come on, Linda.
Oh, no, you're not going to hear me sing. That was the whole thing. I'm wiggling in my chair right now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I'm boasting it. You
exactly.
Don't want to hear me sing. Ask my family.
Exactly. You know, I love this song. I know why the song was written. I mean, this was a very personal song to her. But when you take the words and you put them in the context of your life, how many times do we feel we could have had it all? How many times do we feel we could have been, I could have been a contender? I could have been a contender, right? I could have had it all. And, you know, this is what we're talking about here. You know, how do we, Linda, especially in the context of what you're creating, you know, what have you created for people so that we can stay inspired? I don't know how you operate in a day-to-day basis, but, you know, I can live on the dark side. So I have got to really pull in the tools that enable me to remember that lighting a lighter in a vastness of darkness will illuminate brightly. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. But I think it all does, and for myself, it comes down to choice. I want to be light energetically. I want to feel light because I felt the other way before. So now, as you do, I'm sure, I surround myself with the people, the resources, the classes, the leaders who inspire me, you know what I mean? So I am constantly staying in the light instead of walking into the dark rooms, where most of my teens, I was always seemed to be in the dark room, you know, and even into my 20s. So I know that feeling that you're describing. But I notice I have to make the conscious choice of I want a life of lightness and happiness. And the more I choose that every day and choose who I'm around and the thoughts I think that's when the shift really happened.
Mm.
In my case, that's how I've transformed it. If now I can feel a thought coming on or whatever it may be, fear-based thought, whatever label you want to put to it. And I go, oh, this is that thought that makes you feel like poop. I have to remember I'm on the air here.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes you feel like poop. So how long you want to hold on to this? Because unless you like feeling like that, and I'll tell you, because I can make that conscious decision of how I'm feeling, which took me 49 years to be able to name that emotion I'm feeling, and I'm still learning. Until you can name what you're feeling and put a label to it of going, this is that feeling I don't like to feel, then you can shift it. But for many years, it sounds like you're saying, it's so easy to get caught in that feeling and then it spirals down.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I know a lot about that. I mean, you know, if you go into sort of the cognitive therapy on this, you know, what a therapist, a psychologist would do. They take a look at our backgrounds, right, Linda? Take a look at yours, take a look at mine. Kind of like the things that have happened in our lives, you know, and with me starting at a very young age. And then take a look at us. And, you know, I was in therapy once. You know what my therapist said to me?
What?
You should be depressed.
Nice therapist. That's called get a new therapist.
Well, but she made a point. And I love that she said that because you sit around thinking you're crazy. You know why?
Okay, I see the shift. Okay,
you see the shift.
She
wasn't. She's actually a phenomenal woman. But what she was saying to me is, don't try to figure out why you're not feeling well. Let's figure out how we go from where we are today where we need to be.
Yes.
But you know, stop trying to figure out why you know life sucks for you, and you know, and so I love that she was that direct with me. To this day, I need people like that in my life.
Oh, you know, we all do, especially the way the world is accelerating right now. And every time you put on the TV, I'll tell you, mass media can pull you down so fast. So I have to choose. And some people go, Linda, take your head out of the sand. You know, things are going on in the world. And I go, and I can't change. No one can change the world if they can't manage their own energy.
You know what? We could all take a lesson right now from the kid, the 14-year-old kid on The X Factor. Her name is Drew, last night.
Yeah.
We could all take a lesson from this 14-year-old because here she is. She sings her song. Then you get these four judges that comment. And so Paula says to her, 14 years old, she's amazing. I have to tell you, Linda, 14 years, amazing. Paula said to her, you know, blah, 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 you're really great, but whatever you do, don't let Simon dress you. Right? The kid designed her own dress. And Simon said it perfectly. He said, hello, have you ever heard of Lady Gaga? So here's this 14-year-old. If this were me, I would have been bawling my eyes out. Because
what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She stood in her power.
That's amazing.
With a dress that she designed. Right? And I just thought to myself, because my heart, I could feel my heart ripping from my chest.
Yeah, because you felt like you were almost in her shoes.
How many times have we as young people and adults have been faced with that? And what we can learn, Linda, especially from what you're doing, is we could all learn how to stand in our power. So let's make sure everybody has the website. Let's make sure folks know about how they can plug in to the series you're doing.
There's a couple things I really want to share because if someone's looking for the resources to stay shifted to discover their life purpose. One of the things that I'm excited about is that call next week with life purpose expert Beth Davis. It's a free call, and I'll tell you, she'll knock your socks off. And it's called The Art and Science of Passion Alchemy, Turning Your Soul's Deepest Longing into Authentic Abundance. And she talks a lot about finding your life purpose, and it's actually in your hands. And I know that's hard to believe, but she will describe it all for you. And that website is yourpurpose.com/AspireCall. And then again, if for all your listeners who want to check out Aspire Magazine, I'd be honored. And you can go to subscribetoaspire.com. It's free. It comes 6 times a year. It includes, I think we're up to over 40 gifts right now from amazing conscious business owners around the world. And If you want to be notified when our upcoming book and when we're accepting authors, which will be in the next 14 days, you can go to inspiredlivingpublishing.com, and I would love to stay in touch. We love being a company that gives women a voice and a venue to be heard. And,
I love it.
I've been dedicated to that for years now.
So I love
thank
it.
Thank you again for letting me share all those exciting tidbits with your audience.
Well, I want you to come back because I want to do a show with you about the magazine and walk people through some of the contributors. I mean, my gosh. You know, the magazine, Jennifer Longmore, there's so much richness in what you've put together. Thank you so much, Linda Joy.
Oh, you're welcome, Pat.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We're not done yet. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.